welcome back to our podcast this week. And welcome back to Tokyo, Hina and Meg.
Yay! Yes, we are back in the studio after a very long time. We did not come in the studio last week because we were in LA.
It was so fun, not gonna lie.
It was so fun, I know. And I'm very sorry that we did not film a podcast and upload one on Wednesday.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Oh, and today as well.
True, because we're filming this on a Sunday. Maybe we can post it like tomorrow.
Maybe.
Or tonight. we'll see, but you know what, we're filming now.
Yes,
so that's good, right?
Yeah, we're filming now, but it was our first time in LA.
Yeah, which is weird because people think we're from LA.
Yeah. And we went there for the first time, like we were so excited.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely not what I expected, like both good and bad.
Yeah.
But
first of all, no one's walking, so if you don't have a car, you're definitely walking, but like...
Yeah, like I knew that LA was like everyone...
Uber culture.
Yeah, like everyone like basically has a car,
yeah.
And like because there's no transportation system, like I understood that.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean I knew that no one was walking in this town.
Yeah, literally no one.
Literally a ghost town, like I'm not even kidding.
Like if you're walking, you're a tourist. Like,
yeah,
literally,
like it scared me, like literally no one was walking. And like because we're from Tokyo,
yeah,
like we're living in Tokyo now, like we walk everywhere. So like it was weird.
Yeah,
and it scared me that no one was walking.
True. Yeah, because like when we used to live in Europe too, everyone walks in Europe.
Yeah,
so, like,
that's
it was
so true. No one rides a cab.
No one. I've never seen a cab. Do cabs exist? It's like
no,
Uber.
Uber exists. But, like, I only rode the Uber in Europe when we were drunk and we had to go home.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only time.
Literally. Or, like, even then, I would walk.
Yeah, like, they would be, like,
drunk.
Oh, it's just a 50-minute walk.
I'm like, okay. Or, like, my friends would be like, let's go on a walk. And I'd be like, okay, to where? Just, you know. Like, where?
Just.
They loved to just walk.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Culture difference.
Yeah, culture difference. But the food was amazing, guys.
Oh,
like,
my
I died. We had, like, so many meals per day. I had my sidecar donuts. Apparently, they're, like, really famous in LA. We also had Wanderlust Creamery, which is also another very famous ice cream place. Oh, but the best ice cream was at Salt and Straw.
Yeah,
you need to go there. Is it just in California?
Maybe, yeah.
I don't know. I know that there's many places in California.
Caramel Ribbon. Wasn't it?
What the flavor?
Yeah. The flavor.
Yeah, I had a flavor called sea salt with caramel ribbon.
Yeah, it was so good though.
It was so salty.
Yeah.
It was so salty, but the one that I fell in love with is the Pots of Golden Rainbows, which is like a cereal one. They had like a cereal like limited edition and it was like Lucky Charms marshmallows. Like,
that was really good.
Yeah. In the ice cream, which is so good. Anyway.
Anyways, but we're back with another episode of Relationships this week.
I know we are. We love talking about boys. But, you know, we were also saying, like, if there's anything other than boys or, like, relationships that, like, they want to, like...
Please.
They want us to talk about. Like, we're so down to talk about it. It's just that we don't know what you guys want to listen to. So, like, let us know in the DMs or, like, you know, chat with us in the Google Forms on podcast.
For sure.
On Spotify.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also want to focus on bringing in more guests this year.
Mm-hmm.
Because I know that I think podcast is one of the greatest platforms for someone to be open about what they usually don't get asked about or to talk about.
Because
Instagram and TikTok is about presentation, how you look. But podcast is like more like down to earth.
Yeah.
So I want to like, you know, focus more on that this year. So hopefully we can do a lot of this year. Stay tuned for that.
Yep.
Anyways, so this happened to me recently. Okay. And I wanted to ask you guys and you.
Okay.
So the question is, would you be annoyed if you saw your ex wearing something you gave him on Instagram? Or would that make you happy?
Ooh, that would make me happy.
Yeah.
If I did not have a bad relationship with my ex-boyfriend,
I'd
be like, okay, like, he likes the things that I gave him. Like, he still thinks it's cool.
Yeah.
So he's wearing it. Okay.
True. Yeah.
But, like, if we had, like, a bad relationship, like, he cheated on me and that's why we broke up and he's still wearing it, I would be like, bro, what the fuck? Like, give it back to me.
My money.
Yeah.
What I spent on.
So, like, hopefully, like, I would have said, like, give it back to me when we broke up, though. So, like, he doesn't have access to it.
Right.
I think.
But also, like, yeah, that would make me happy.
Yeah.
But what would even make me, not happier, but it would make me think, oh, he really remembers me, is like, if he, let's say I brought like a new car. What do you call those like smell things that you put in the car?
Like a air refresher?
Like, yeah, like a fragrance, like air refresher that I bought from this specific shop.
Yeah.
And this smell is like, you can only get it in this car shop.
Yeah.
But I really liked it, so I gave it to him. And if he still uses that smell, I'd be like, you be going back to that car shop for this.
You know, honestly, I think smell plays a huge role in bringing back memories.
100%.
Like, I think smell, okay, as much as... what makes me like think back about my memories within the senses,
yeah,
I would say music,
yeah,
and smell is big for me.
Yeah,
rather than looking at, I mean, photos obviously, but like other than that, like smell plays a huge role,
literally. Like,
like I still remember the smell, like whenever I smell something and it smells really good, like this like laundry smell, it reminds me of my high school teacher's house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I know exactly.
And I distinctly remember like what his house was like.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
like all the memories that come back with that time.
100%.
Right?
Yeah, smell is like dangerous, really strong.
Yeah.
But yeah, so like, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, I do wish that he moves on from me.
Well, yeah, obviously. But like, honestly, like if I was the girlfriend that was on the date with him, I would, and like, obviously I don't know, but like, let's say I find out that it was his ex-girlfriend that gave him that hoodie. I would be like, what the fuck? Like, why the fuck are you wearing this right now?
Yeah. Or like, okay, if it's like an, like a hoodie, maybe, and like he's been wearing it like all the time, like even before we met, like he just wears it because he likes it.
Yeah.
I think I can let it go. But if it's like, I go to his house and he has this like painting on the wall and I'd be like, oh, this is a nice painting.
Yeah.
And he'd be like, yeah, my ex gave it to me. I'd be like, okay, get that shit out of the house now.
Yeah, like, that's true. Yeah, I would be like,
and he was like, I just had it for like room decor. Like, no. Yeah. Like her spirit is still in that painting.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
You know, I think clothing is just like, because I like it. But if it's like an interior or like a... like a candle or like a painting.
Yeah.
No, I don't
that's
like that.
That's a no.
Yeah,
I agree.
When I can clearly tell that it's not like
just
like, if it's not something that he bought just because he wanted it.
Yeah,
it has memories.
Wait, what if the ex and the boyfriend bought a dog together?
Fuck.
And you're the new girlfriend and he's living with that dog. Are you going to be able to pet the dog?
See, I think this is going to happen when you start dating a guy when you're like in your 30s.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Like in early 20s, those things don't happen.
Yeah.
Late 20s, maybe it starts. But like when you like start dating a guy at the age of like 32.
Yeah.
And he's also like 34.
Yeah.
I think that's like highly possible.
Yeah.
And in that sense, I might have to accept the fact that he has a dog with his ex-girlfriend.
Okay. Let's say that he's just... okay. He was dumb and he bought... like a dog with his girlfriend when they were like 23.
Yeah.
They broke up. Now he's like 27.
Okay.
And you're at your age right now.
Yeah.
Would you be able to pet the dog?
Okay, if it's a dog, I can definitely. Like there's nothing wrong with a dog. But like, if they have like
oh, okay, let's say they have like a chinchilla.
Chinchilla. Get the fuck out of my house. I don't know. Like, I don't. I would be like, nice, cute.
Oh my god.
I mean, like, cute. But if he's like obsessed over that chinchilla, I'd be like, why are you putting so much attention to that animal and not me?
Okay. What if I'm going over all of this dog, but what if he's like, hey, like, I have a meeting today, like, all day long.
No, I'm not washing your fucking shit. Ask your ex.
No, I'm not saying wash. I'm saying, can you walk the dog?
Walk the dog. You know, I would do it for the dog because I feel bad for the dog. I'm not doing it for you or your ex-girlfriend, but for that dog.
For the dog.
But if he's like, yo, like, my ex just texted me and she wants to see the dog. And I'd be like, okay, if this is outside on a lunch, like, cafe, like, terrace area, I'm coming with.
You are?
Yeah, I am. It's my dog now. And then we go, and she starts going like, oh, like, I missed you. I'd be like, I might leave that restaurant. I can't take it.
I mean, obviously, like, as the ex-girlfriend who basically raised the dog, she would be like that, no?
I guess.
Yeah.
Like, why don't you just give the dog away for like a week and then do like a switch?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. But that's just like
too much effort.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dogs. Yeah. That's why you don't get a pet when you're still in a relationship.
Yeah. Don't do that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
What if he's a really bad kisser? Is that a beige or a red flag?
Red flag for me, definitely 100%. I cannot deal with a bad kisser. And the reason is because I don't really remember all of the good kisses.
Yeah.
But I clearly remember all of the bad kisses that I've had. Like, it's so bad
that's
that
so
I remember.
Bad. Oh my God.
Like, I wasn't even sober at some of them. And I still remember.
Oh my God.
It was
God.
So bad. Like,
because it was so bad.
It was so bad.
Because it was so sloppy.
It was like sloppy. His teeth was touching my teeth. He was biting me too hard. Like, I don't know. It's just stop. Like, don't even.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I totally understand where you're coming from.
Yeah.
So you can't date him? Like, let's say he's like a 10 out of 10. Like, he's perfect looking. You love his personality. He dresses well. He's tall. Okay, you guys are having the perfect moment. Mm-hmm. You're about to kiss him and you guys start making out and it's shit.
Ah! I'm going to have like a moment inside my heart real quick. And then I'm going to be like,
Are you going to keep going? Are you going to like make it stop for a second?
No. I'm gonna keep going. I'm gonna keep going. But and then I think we're gonna eventually date because he's a 10 out of 10.
Oh, you're gonna date him?
Yeah, I think I can date him.
Okay.
But I just have to be like, hey, like I love you, but there's just one thing that I want to be better, both of us.
Yeah.
Like I would bring it up somehow.
Wait. How long into the relationship? Like pretty early.
Yeah, pretty early.
Yeah. Well, like I think if I was the boyfriend, I want you to say that like literally like day one.
Right.
Yeah. Like if you keep it in like 1 to 2 months, I'd be like, bro, why didn't you tell me earlier?
Like I might try kissing him a few more times to see if it's actually bad. Like maybe he was just drunk that day, or maybe he was just you know too nervous that day or something.
Yeah.
But if I'm like sure, okay, he's a bad kisser, then I need to tell him. Hey. I think we need to fix something. But I would still date him if I liked his, like, you know, personality and all. But
Yeah.
I think kissing is, like...
So it's a beige flag.
Do you think so? I mean, I guess it's a beige flag if it's...
Fixable,
yeah.
Yeah.
It's just... Okay, if this was, like, I was drinking with my friends and I got with this guy who was, like, kind of cute.
Yeah.
I'm getting drunk and we kiss and it's bad. I'm not going home with him.
Yeah, though. Yeah.
Like, I'm definitely not going home with that guy. Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
If he's a bad kisser.
Yeah, if he's a bad kisser.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What if he's, like, really, really ugly, but, like, you were so drunk you ended up kissing him?
Uh-huh.
And it's a really good kiss. But you're so physically not attracted to him. Are you going to go home with him?
No. Like, okay, as much as kissing is so important to me that if he's bad at it, I won't go home with him.
Yeah.
But he, like, you can't be so good with a kiss that, like, you know, just...
Okay, but, like, not just a kiss. Like, he's not good looking, but he knows how to deal with you.
Right.
Like, it's not just the kiss. Like, he knows how to, like, be flirty and, like, play with his words.
Yeah.
That, like, initially even made you want to kiss him in the first place because he was ugly.
True.
Like, it's like, what the fuck am I doing? But, like, it's happened already.
Yeah.
And he's like, yay, like maybe let's go home. Like, like up to you, but, you know. Then like, you can feel that, like, he has.
Yeah, I guess then I would go home. Why not, you know?
Why not? But I would be like, dude, why the fuck did you go home with this guy?
And then I would be like, I know, but you don't understand. He was a really good kisser.
I'd be like, no, but he's so ugly.
I know, but still, you need to try it. I feel like you need to try it. LOL.
That's so funny.
But yeah.
Yeah, so a bad kisser is basically an ick, right?
Yes, it's an ick. Yeah. Yeah, it's like minor or major, but it's definitely an ick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, something you don't want to deal with.
No.
Yeah.
Okay, so this episode is kind of getting long, so we're just going to cut it and move on to the next week episode. Yeah.
Okay, so thank you guys so much for listening.
See you next week. Bye. Bye.